say it's fairly obvious that you're with me.
I'm telling you, that's one of my favorites, but the original is awesome. It's called Don't Call. See, and you know I love the 80s, so let's roll it. We're almost ready. Bill Reich, you're the fucking man. And thank you, Yagez. White fucking power. Some shadows I gotta fix.
I don't care.
We're 2 minutes early. A little classic. I love this shit.
So don't call. Talk about nothing.
So many times I've been for you. We jamming, mama. That's white power. I don't care. You gotta listen to my bad singing.
I won't give up.
I probably should have started early, but I have this programming. What's going on? I'm not muted. Welcome to Tanklin Live. I should have started a little bit early, but hey, we're coming to you Sunday night, you know, the checkered flags, victory lane. It was a great weekend. I hope you had a great weekend.
Let's go.
Holy moly.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Engage the Rage. We're coming to you live on GoyimTV.com, the mothership, and also Entropy, and where else? Auto streaming to Rumble. There is no X stream, and I do not stream on White Pilled. Hitman 45, what's up? Let's just go ahead and say hi, because all you guys have been in here early, and I was waiting for the coffee to finish brewing. I was doing some old school tonight. Holy moly, we've got a full house. And yes, I'm going to read every single one of you guys. I hope I got my guitar riff ready. Let me get the guitar riff ready, because I know somebody's in here. Oh, my goodness. Let me see if I find the right one. Boy, man, that's not very loud. That is not loud at all. Man, that's not loud. Okay, so we got Joshua. Hey, you know what, Joshua? Uh-oh. The spinning thing. Joshua 84 Beatty. There we go. Let me try it again. Joshua 84 Beatty. Bam. And on-chan. And 1488 for life. Goys will be goys. Make them say wave. In it for love. Yeah, I guess. Thank you very much, sir. Black is not crack. Halo Waffen. Negrocious. And on-chan. Eldrad Uthan, TomTom123, Alhal Hitler, Nigga, Siegfried Martel, Profot Shower, Cronin TND, White Power 1, Nuke NYC, Hungry Moel, Madam Breezy, Goy Revolt, Wretched Menagerie, Carl Fleet, the Florida Patriot, and Jewish Privilege, Nash 1844, Carl Luger 1488, Vax and Nouns, Electro Waffen, Face in Flint, who we're about to roll right off the bat. How about that, man? I have it ready right here. Homeschool Jedi, Jim Boogie Jethro, Bill Wright, thank you so much. The Nigger Tower man, he is the construction man. Mike for life, Mr. Norris Goy, 14 Mile 88, Tango Alpha Vector, the early bird, Lionheart 34, SS Niederlander, Schnitzelwaffen, White Dread, God Kills, Engage the Rage, thank you very much, Unixop, Jaeger, A Woman Scorned, watch out now, Hilly Rides 33,000, Hitman 45, Ira the Boneless, Volcano Operator, Faking Gay, Willy Waffen, Bad Waffen, Dan Deasy, Nighthawk, he calls me. You know what he calls me? Dragon. Anglo Ohio, Holy Diver, Rebel with the Cause, Van Hylen 651, Cody TTO,
yeah,
Apex American.
NASH 1844 is definitely run by Jews.
Oh my gosh, Bill Reich. Talking smack, thank you very much. He's talking smack to Nash 1844. Ephemeral, Apex Area, Noose, Drive Like Jehu. You got to get a Jehustica. I saw a picture of one, and I got a link for a chat. Zero Turn Goy, the original moderator, everyone, of the Black of the Black Hawk Bill. Black Hawk Bill, the original moderator of the Ben Tanklin Show, February 16th. There he was, no shit, didn't have anything to do. He said, who's this fucking guy? He names a Jew. You know, he's based, he's jacked. He even tried to find a weapons manifest for the worst movie ever. The Replay is not ever going up, and he is not
run by Jews.
And you can take that to the bank. It's Black Hawk Bill, everybody. And my man Honda Ricer 85 up there holding it down in the Great White North and resist Jewish supremacy. Holy moly! Thank you guys for tuning in. And the chat scrolling backwards. Yeah, well, and that is a shame that happened to HTs. Thank you to all the mods, because it looks like you're about to get busy. So, speaking of Face and Flint was just out and about doing some things and decided, hey, it's time to be active, because Face and Flint is always active. Shout out to all you active Waffen. You guys are killing it out there. Staying active. I love it. White Power, let's go. We can actually just go to the chat now here.
The Border Patrol hasn't done their job. It's about time we take over. Load up the trucks. Gather the guns.
Oh, this is great.
Now is where we
this music
have
is great.
Fun. and keep the scum on the run. Taking our jobs, taking our land. Open your eyes, take aim, white man. You might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die. You might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die. You might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die. You might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die. Back up, you should get out the back to your homeland. There's no jail, there's no time, there's a firm left borderline. Back up, you should get out the back to your homeland. There's no jail, there's no time, there's a firm left borderline. I love my land, I love my race, ain't gonna let them take my place. Groundwork is set, the boundaries are made, it's up to you to put an end to the raid. South of the border, it's where you belong, so jump back over there. Protecting our country is what we're about, so why don't you get the fuck out! You might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die. You might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die. You might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die. You might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die.
Beast.
Back up, you should get out, go back to your homeland. There's no jail, there's no time, there's up on that borderline. Back up, you should get out, go back to your homeland. There's no jail, there's no time, there's up on that borderline.
Get the fuck away from me, you fucking nigger. Get the fuck away from me, you fucking nigger. Get the fuck away from me. Fucking nigger.
Bruh.
All right, shout out to Face and Flint, man. One of the busiest active whopping guys out there you'll see. He's on the list. We love you, Face and Flint. Keep it up. The guy is just a friend to all white men. Always active. He's not just doing the paper going and the sticker, and he's out there counter-signaling all those fucking troons, naming the Jew, pressing them daily. I love it. And one of these days we'll get him on here. He stays busy. He's damn sure he's one of the good guys. You know who another good guy is? Our friend Kike Flyer. That's right, Kike Flyer, 1488. Kike Flyer is a very base lad, and I don't know the name of that track. Bass in Flint, drop it in there. I hope he didn't leave already. Kike Flyer 1488, he's got free flyers, the Kike Flyer program. He's got a whole crew of guys staying active, printing flyers, stickers, and books. They print and bind books. There's no excuse to get active right now. You can find the link. You can find out how to get in touch with Kike Flyer in the stream description. It is at Hitler Was Right. At Hitler Was Right, Z-O-G. At Hitler Was Right, Zog. At Hitler Was Right, Z-O-G on Telegram. And there's also a Cash App, TruthWater777, if you want to support the cause. You do not have to send money to get a pack if you want to support the cause. That's awesome. I'll tell you, these boxes are around 13 pounds. 13? Whoa. And they are full of all kinds of good stuff. One of my favorites, the QR code. the QR code links you to all kinds of stuff. I've got different ones printed out. They can print them out for you. You can have them custom printed. You've got the good stuff. You've got all kinds of stickers. Patton was right here. Comes with GTV flyers. You got National Alliance material, White Lives Matter material, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. Kite Flyers based. You can also be a member of the Kite Flyer crew and send your activism. And he's always putting out content, showing people getting active. And as long as he's putting them out, I'm going to keep showing them. There's nothing like putting your money where your mouth is. Let's go, Hellkite Flyer. If someone would be so kind to post those links, let's go without further ado. To know what that punk song was in your latest video.
Beast.
The reason that I made the decision when I first encountered them that I was not making an arrest was because there was no law being violated.
I'm sorry?
What do you want?
Are you a spokesperson? Is there any way that you're willing to speak with me?
What's up?
Just looking for your purpose here today.
Don't need to give you one.
No, you don't. I'm asking.
We're not breaking any laws.
I didn't say you were. I'm asking.
We're just here to spread our message, which is America for the white man, exercising our First Amendment. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Peaceful, nonviolent. We're actually peaceful.
I understand.
Right. Beast.
Give me an idea. How long do you guys think you're going to be here?
Hour or two.
Okay. All right. I do believe we're going to have a problem with the banners.
Why is that?
That are affixed. I'm going to have to check on it.
Okay.
But I think there is an issue with the banners being affixed to the gates. But okay. Let's check on that. I'll let you know.
All right.
We won't be here too much longer, maybe an hour. Okay.
Yeah, it's not an old damn fair.
He was shaking. He was literally shaking.
He was shaking.
So let's just be nice to him and polite.
Thank you,
right?
Mason Flint.
Nice and polite, dude. We're not
fucking shaking, brother.
Hey,
Hell yes. Shout out to Kite Flyer. Shout out to Hate Club. Shout out to all you active guys out there. That's awesome. He was shaking. And thanks again. That song was so cool. Let me get that too. Let me get this. I got it. Oof. Thing was scrolling. I'm not used to things scrolling away. What's up, Holy Diver? Make sure you guys give him a follow. He's got bass music playing. He's also a bass active man, if you know what I mean. All right. What's going on in the news? It's kind of strange stuff going on around here. We've got, kind of strange. I don't know this media site, but they've got more strikers going to the border. Let's listen to here. Let's hear what this, how bad is a computer voice?
Troops in armored vehicles on the way to Big Bend National Park. Written by Ariana Garcia.
The military deployed a bunch of troops to Big Bend National Park under the order of President Trump. Hundreds more on the way. They got Matt V's. They got strikers. Hell yeah. That'd be some cool duty, man. But there's no weapons mounted, which really sucks.
No more is the nice guy.
Active duty.
No more is the nice guy.
4th Infantry Division.
He's sick. He's a CEE.
That's fucking crazy, man. But they didn't have, they don't have weapons mounted on those strikers, which is always crappy. But it's good to see. I mean, that's the biggest problem. The border's so fucking porous. Yeah, better late than never. Hey, Infernal SS, good to see you too, man. Oof, that was a great video, man. Hate Club is so based. Looks like we've got a great crowd in here tonight. Some nice trolling. You know, y'all guys are good tonight. I'm telling you, it's like... But hell, man, I like to see troops down there. If anything, it puts that the image, the you know, you don't just want to approach a fucking big green-ass vehicle. Next up, we've got, man... I think I got a better link than this. Trump is mad at Putin. Isn't that something? Trump said he's very angry and pissed off at Putin. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Let's hear what's going on in the news of the world. The war. More white people are going to die. Elon Musk mentioned the Smith Munt Act today. I haven't seen that. I had an archery shoot this weekend and then dodging storms was hey, Moonman Mac is in here. What's going on, Moonman? I just saw you in here. Get your shine box too. I saw you in here. What's going on? Here we come. Meet the press.
Good Sunday morning. President Trump is standing by his national security team as the fallout intensifies.
She even makes herself look browner. like she needs any help.
After top officials mistakenly shared attack plans for U.S. military strikes in Yemen on the Signal messaging app with a journalist. In an exclusive phone interview on Saturday, the president...
Exclusive. Oh, you were just in the middle of a big storm? Woof. Man, yeah, by the way, anybody out there in the storms, be careful if one hit you and you... Careful cleaning up. I hope everybody's property is okay. And if not, man, prayers for you. It's good to see you on here, Moon Man. Love it. Keep pressing them. Stay busy.
The president told me, quote, I don't fire people because of fake news and because of witch hunts. Mr. Trump said he still has confidence in Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and National Security Advisor Mike Walls. Just hours ago, President Trump.
Hey, mystery meet the press.
Trump called me to tell me he is, quote,
Mudshark meet the press.
Pissed off with Russia's President Putin and threatened to impose secondary.
Oh, you got a warning right now?
Oil, quote,
what's up, Busco Crusader?
If Russia and I are unable to make a deal on stopping the bloodshed in Ukraine, and if I think it was Russia's fault, which it might not be, but if I think it was Russia's fault, I am going to put secondary tariffs on all oil coming out of Russia. Mr. Trump said 25% tariffs on Russian oil could happen any moment and told me he plans to speak with President Putin this week. The president told me, quote, I was very angry, pissed off when Putin started getting into Zelensky's
with Russia's
credibility
president.
And started talking about new leadership in Ukraine. On Iran, the president said he's...
Okay, so all we got to know is that fucking President Trump is mad because... They're still fighting in Ukraine. It's making him look bad because, no, he can't solve problems in Eastern Europe. All right? That is an Eastern European problem. It always has been. It's not an American problem. And he's mad because he can't fix it. And his handlers won't let him fix it anyway. If they want the show to go on, it's a military-industrial complex wants him to... He's already funding him again. That is Ukraine. Because the whole thing is
run by Jews.
You can take that to the bank. Thank you guys. Quick on the gas. But I was trying to pop this up to get it ready. And more Tesla attacks. This one is they're getting ballsy and they're actually going to be charged with domestic terror. And that's another thing.
Take a look at this. This is video from the victim's Tesla camera. It shows a green car pulling up to a Tesla on busy Route 66, then swerving in front to box the Tesla in. The driver then walks over to the 61-year-old woman in the Tesla and...
61-year-old woman. Looks like a younger person. They don't give a fuck. These unhinged fucking people, man, I wish they'd really take it to the streets for real.
...over to the 61-year-old woman in the Tesla and reportedly starts hitting her while she's sitting behind the wheel. At one point, the woman says she bit the man's hand. Moments later, the passenger of the green car appears to walk over and pull the...
Look at this guy. Shame on you, fucking Antifa supportive fuck.
And pull the attacker away. They finally get back in their car and drive off. We spoke to the victim today who said she was terrified and can't understand why anyone would do this.
I was just stunned, and I wished that I would have had someone with me that would have protected me.
A gun would have protected you. A gun would have done that.
I'm just appalled. I didn't buy my car for a political statement. I bought my car because it's really fun to drive, and my politics have nothing to do with that, and I'm ashamed of our society and what they're doing.
The victim...
I really wish you would have had a firearm and protected your vehicle and your life, limbs, or eyesight.
Along with the other Tesla owner who received a threatening note and text, have both now signed up for a gun safety course at a...
There it is. Bringing it on yourself, motherfuckers.
Gun range north of Flagstaff. They tell us they don't feel safe right now and want to be able to protect themselves.
That's the good news. Hey, they're going to bring it on themselves. Bring it on. Bring it on. Yeah, you can only push them so far. Hey, man, it's Sunday. I love wearing a fucking t-shirt and a damn fleece underneath it on a Sunday. It's race day. By the way, we're going to get into the race. You know, it's NASCAR. They race a short track. I think I'm going to sound even a little more country just for that FIFA faggot. Tesla is gay. I mean, you couldn't afford a Tesla, man. They're not as much as a fucking four-wheel drive pickup truck. All right. I still can't believe these people are protesting Teslas. And here you have more faggots protesting a Tesla event, and then you have counter-protesters. So you got faggots protesting, and then other people counter-protesting. It'd be really cool if they would just fucking fight in the street and get it over with. Please, not you guys. I'm not promoting violence. I want them to fight in the streets, though. That'd be cool. So I can talk about it. Tesla is the trucks, and Taylor Swift is the country. Oh, look. Thank you, Elon, Doge, and Big Balls. And all, obviously, thank you to Cheetos, corn syrup, fruit, hives, fructose, whatever. Throw Romans at Tesla owners and make them sell them. My brother in Christ, what's up? Is this woman wearing JNCOs? Look at these. She definitely just got back from the skate park. What's up, Polar Beard? Aha, Polar Beard. Make Elon cry harder. Look how soft these fucking guys. No tax cuts for billionaires.
Joe!
Ha 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 ha! Fuck you, nigger! Woo!
What's up, Whitetail Whoppin'? Yeah, man, just come on. Those are fucking ugly. I mean, they're ugly as fuck. I think people just get them for some kind of statement now. When I see them in rural Oklahoma, I'm like, what are you even doing? I laugh. Oh, I laugh. Let me see. Hold on. I mean, look at this. This is hilarious. They make this out like this guy was really a badass, but he's not.
We have tiny dicks, and that's why we support this shit.
Okay. Bitch.
Later on, this guy would claim he only knocked my hat off, which is clearly not the case.
It's clearly not the case. Oh, no, he made skin contact. You like flaming eyesight right there, man. Punch him right in the throat.
Okay.
Bitch. Okay, listen here. You have a 12-inch neck and a 42-inch waist. And yes, I am under a 40-inch waist.
Aw, poor Nona. She can't believe what she's seeing.
Barely.
I love this pause here. It's like ChatGPT thinking before it spits out an answer.
Look at the smile on this motherfucker, neck-haired motherfucker with his tilted-ass ears.
Sir, I'm crawling all the data from my 8 years of YouTubing, my martial arts experience.
Oh, he's gonna... Hey, man, this guy's about to uncork. Look at him. He's ready.
Trying to decide how to handle...
Did you see the rage?
...handle this thing artfully.
Hey, man. Nash, 1844. That's down from a 46, my brother. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe even 40. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's not okay.
Whoa, we got him with a slap in the face.
Okay.
That's the old bitch slap.
To quote King Theoden, so it begins.
Woo, man. You know, if you slap a man with the open hand, you're literally just saying, you're a fucking bitch and not even worth being knocked out. Now, if you give him the big paw slap and fucking rupture his eardrum, you also might break his jaw and knock him out, too, in the same time. It's all up to you. It's all technique.
Okay.
Bitch.
Oh, wow. That's not okay. Are you assaulting him, man? We got that shit on camera? Now you're going to go down? It's going to be a problem for you, man.
You hear the beaner talking? You hear the beaner? It's going to be a problem for you, man.
Jiu-jitsu is based on the idea that if your opponent is standing, he can put his whole body into a strike and generate enough force to knock you out. But once you get him down, it's over. He can no longer generate power with punches or kicks, or not any real power. I'm a brown belt, so it's possible...
I'm a brown belt. This guy...
One day I find myself on the ground with a black belt, and I get out grappled. But as a rule, people who know how to fight don't start fights. Guys like this do.
Come on, man. Just biting me, dude.
Dude, he hit me!
Yeah, he hit me.
Don't touch him. Don't touch my boy.
But that's not going to stop me. The triangle's been my baby since at least 2008.
I like this guy. The triangle.
All right.
If you want to, you could completely extinguish somebody's life with a triangle. But for a situation like this.
Look at that. He's letting him know. He's squeezing.
This, it's nice, too, because you can just put the guy on timeout.
My boy, let him do it. He's gonna put him to sleep.
Hey, he bit me. He's biting me, dude.
He's biting you? Now you should just start. You should break his fucking nose, man. Or go with the old thumb gouge.
He's biting me.
That's triangle checkmate right there. That's not a fun place to be.
Hey, look. Hey, look, man. I'm no professional fighter. I'm not a professional streamer. Thumb gouge to the eye. Old drill sergeant taught me that trick back in 1996. No shit, there I was, Fort Knox, Kentucky.
This guy's pushing on his face, trying to free him. All
get
these people
had
a primitive understanding that something
bad
was happening.
That's your limb. Life, limbs, and eyesight. You got a fucking femoral artery down there, man. You don't know how powerful this man's jaw is. He might be sucking dick 10 times a day. He's a Jew, by the way. I mean, for God's sakes. Thumb gouge that son of a bitch.
So they're just trying to push and pull on various body parts, hoping
thumb
to alleviate
him.
Pressure. But I wasn't torquing this hard enough to actually put the guy to sleep. My plan was catch and release from the beginning.
I want the gun. I'm not gonna hurt him.
He
did hit me.
You should at least just give him a good fucking hammer fucking fist right down on his fucking junk. Just bam for biting you near the region, you know, the region. He was near and around the region. That's a man code, okay? If you break that one out in a fight, there are no rules in fighting. But if you break that out, it's no holds bar. You should give him a good fucking, just one good for good measure. Just wham!
I know, it's definitely him.
It was him. We also knocked his head off.
Look at that gut right there. Why are you picking a fight like that, man? Get like me and just work on it. Just keep working on it. Go about your business.
No, he knocked his head off. You come on. Don't lying, man. You're lying, man.
You're lying, man. You're lying. You're Jew lying, man. Jew lying, man. See, that's the thing. If a guy like... That's it. Oh, I've got that link. Get your shine box. Now listen, Danzig is a Jew. I know it. It's funny.
What are you doing?
I get it. This is funny. Doomsayer posted this too. I mean, I want one. $80. Danzig's currently... He's got a son in rad. Wow. No, I'm not going to support that. I mean, I can't because I had to triple check. And yes, everything I find says he's a Jew. But man, that's pretty fucking cool. The shirt looks cool as fuck. He's trying to get our money. He's trying to get it. I've seen him in concert, and I thought it was cool, but no. Hold on. I'm glad I'm muted. So anyway, the leader of the Satanic Grotto gets arrested at Kansas State Capitol for assaulting a Catholic during a Black Mass attempt. Now, we were talking about this the other day. Why are these Satanists so fixated on Topeka, Kansas? This is also where that guy went in there and fucking smashed the whole altar they set up in the Capitol. They're always trying to fuck with these Kansas people. The Social Sentinel says that Danzig is not a Jew. And the Social Sentinel is the Leather Apron Club. And when I did look into, I'm not muted anymore. When I looked into it, everything is just from some article that was written that said his mom was part Jewish. But even in Wikipedia, it doesn't mention any Jewish roots. And the Social Sentinel is a new, I mean, they're the Jew name, and that's the new Jew name and capital right here. Thank goodness. All right, everybody, we got to buy those. Wow, Nash. It's the home of a major sect of Satanism. Oof. I'm glad you saw the light. I've seen some crazy. Not crazy, just some very memorable testimonies from guys who got mixed up in the occult and were now like street preachers, hardcore in the just out there doing work. All right, let's check this out. There's a disruption. We got takedowns all around. We got the popo involved. We got the Capitol Police involved. You don't know how much. Hey, I'm sorry. You don't know how good I feel now. Now that I know that Danzig is not a Jew, you know what? We're going to play this clip. Look at him kicking some ass. You know what this calls for. Hey, shout out to all you guys watching on Rumble. 11 of yous. I'm going to actually start putting a thumbnail there. Let me pop the chat out at least so I can see it. I'll try to be more active. I'll put it right here.
We all want 38. Stacy! Shout out to Stacy Vick. Rest in peace, my brother. What's up, Half Hair? Too small, Dig. What's up, Mike Madsen? Thank you.
Oh, man, you guys don't know how long I've wanted to play that. That song's very special to me. Yeah, we all won 88. Yeah. That was so awesome. Fuck those satanic motherfuckers there. All right, man. I'm so glad. What's up, Homeschool Jedi? I'm so glad Glenn Danzig is not a Jew. Fuck yes. Woo-wee. Man. I'll tell you what. Don't do Ozempic. It's bad for you, okay? It's bad for you. He's 5'3". Hell, he rides 5'3". I saw him in concert. I saw him in concert in Nuremberg in 2011. It was like, I'm telling you, just a couple of days after I got back from Afghanistan. And I was on my way to, I had fucking formation at like 7:30 in the morning or 8 in the morning. And I was on my way out of Rockingham Park, and I heard Danzig, and I just turned and went in, and I was drinking. I got in at 5 a.m. It was a bad night, but it was awesome. You know, I had some great times up there, and you know me. I haven't been drunk in well over a year, and I am not, you know, a purity spiraler, man. And when I was in Germany, I was not. I was in a striker brigade. It was a squadron. It was a regiment. I was in a tank. I was in armor. I was in armor when I was in Texas. I spent most of my time in Texas and Germany, and then about a third in Fort Benning. Once they put you out to pasture. But thank you again, Mike Baxter. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Man, that got me so pumped up. I was just like, woo! Okay, so this is longer. Try to get to these shorter ones. Oh, here's a Jew. You were on A1s. That's right. Hey, I started on A1s in 96. And then my first unit was 166 armor. And then we were fielding the Force 21 shit, but I had A1 heavies, and we had to go play Op 4 for a year against all the applique shit. Adolf Pickler, you know what, man? You've been in here way too long to not have a set of bolts, man. You're chatting all the time. I like that. That's how you really, you get bolts around here for being here often and just being an active, or you might have a hilarious name. Or just have the coolest fucking response to something. But this Jew here, David Friedman, is touting Trump administration gelling Israel critics at a conference on combating Semitism in Jerusalem. USMC Hitman 45 tow platoon. Yes, were you an old school tow gunner off of a Humvee? Off of the old 1114s? Or the RVs, the little softback recons? And then dismount even. LRAS. I love that shit. Anyway, there's no reason to think we... Okay, let me do a Jew voice here. But he's old, so I have to do an older Jew voice. There's no reason to think they can even be... Nah, let me see. There's no reason to think that we're ever going to convince anti-Semites
But we can deport them. We can put them in jail. We can make their lives miserable. We can cut off their funding, and that's what the Trump administration is doing for the first time. Friedman was appointed as U.S. ambassador to Israel during Trump's first term. I do believe, thank you, Carl, the Florida Patriot. I do believe that they will push and push.
Hell yeah, really?
Bill Reich.
How much to take Bolts away from Nash?
$1 million. Thank you very much. I love you guys. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I think they're going to push it, and hopefully there's going to be some, you know, they litigate the fuck out of the working man whenever they get you and hem you up for being active and naming the Jew. Always be smart in everything you do when you're out naming the Jew. All right, let's take a look at this fact.
Hell yeah, brother.
How much to give them back?
Mr. Norris Goy. $1 billion. I think the audio's fucking low on... you're pissing me off here. Not you guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to have to go to... Elgato EQ and pump it up. This guy, he looks so disgusting. You talk about a creepy Jew here. I mean, that is one disgusting Jew. Do they have a gravy or just like, this is just like,
hell yeah, brother.
Foreskin sauce. What happened? It said Bill Reich is funded by the Jews, GTV Federal Reserve, from Nash 1488. Hey, thank you very much. I will tell you that is an entropy issue. I saw Bastion, shout out to Bastion. I saw Bastion getting a hold of the people at Entropy in their chat to let them know that it was still having glitches after. They put a patch in. So that's why it cut off. It happens sometimes. Thank you very much. The beeping is what happens. That's what happened whenever you donated and it cut off so fast. Because Entropy's having a bug on their new patch. I don't know. Is this some kind of foreskin sauce? I don't know. This is one disgusting guy. Thank you again, Nash. And shame on you, Entropy, for failing. And why is my... Okay. There we go. I have to get this window over here.
Hundreds of millions of dollars to the most...
Hell yeah, brother.
The Jews are so inbred and disgusting. You can sense their disease just by being too close. They are corrupted in soul, mind, and body.
Thank you very much, Reinhardt. Yes, they are. They're literally the seed of evil. They're the seed of evil. And I've got to pump. I'm going to not speak for this clip because I'm going to smash an audio filter here.
Elite, but at the same time, the most anti-Semitic universities on campus. We have begun deporting illegal aliens who hate Jews and advocate for the destruction of Israel. And this is a bigger point, because when you think about all the people who are in the business of fighting anti-Semitism, there are many, many NGOs, there are many organizations.
Hell yeah, brother.
And they're all very good people.
That's why you stay 10 feet away from Bill Reich at Lean Heart.
Intentions. But a government can do... And so when we talk about... the importance of a bipartisan fight against anti-Semitism, which of course I endorse, and I, as my predecessor said, I condemn anti-Semitism on the right and on the left. I'm an equal opportunity condemner of anti-Semitism.
You're alluding to Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, none of them are any good on the right. On the left,
I'm hell yeah, brother.
Anti-Semites, and I'm not shocked.
Got some
it.
Serious bean but fatigue. Fuck all nuns, white power, I slash.
The state's government or the government of... to rein in anti-Semitism in a much more effective way. And
those beaners are everywhere I look.
Governments are not in the business of changing the way people think. That's true, but, you know, to my thinking, most people who are, you know, anti-Semites, most of these people running around, we're not going to win their hearts and minds because they don't have hearts and they don't have minds. So, you know, how are we going to... There's no reason...
Okay, that's enough from that, Kai. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for the... this guy is disgusting. I mean, this is... This is chosen for a fucking meat grinder on slow. On slow. You know, everyone's like, get a fucking wood chipper. Yeah, if it's just going like this. Yeah, I mean, like nice and slow. Just grind it in there. Disgusting. I hope my eyes don't have AIDS from looking at that disgusting guy. But yes. Totally on. I totally agree that they are going to try to move the college, you know, the fucking shemagh wearing fucking brown people to whites. He looks like Jeff Goldblum's great grandfather. Well, there it is. Let me see. Let me see if I have that one. Crapola. Nope, don't have it. I don't have it. I need that one. I've got to learn how to use Audacity and the loopback modes. Now, and Netanyahu is also, he says, he's praising Trump's decisive action, cracking down on anti-Semitism. And of course, remember, Miriam Adelson's husband, before he died, that Jew, they literally paid for a fucking disgusting spy to get out of jail. You know, MAGA. I'm not here to just shit my Lanta. Hey, I try not to curse too much. Try to keep it a little wholesome here. You know, I'm always checking into on making sure that I'm not doing too bad of a job of... I can't stand I get worked up and I just curse so much, right? Kind of like when you take so much shit from somebody over and over and over, and then finally you're just like, that's it. I'm going to fucking smash you. But then you move on because your head's on the eyes on the prize. But Hitler was too nice to Jews. You know, I mean, there are a lot of mistakes made there, and I've pointed out, I love Hitler, but he's not the end all and be all. He's someone to look up to. He's a role model, a man before his time, one of the greatest leaders ever, right? But not perfect. But Netanyahu's also over here, the same shit. We must pressure other governments to do the same.
People are demonstrating with passion. These ignorant demonstrators.
Man. I hate his voice. Bonk!
Who are they demonstrating for these murderers?
These murderers. You're one of the most evil things that walks the earth. Whatever you are, you bag of bones over a soulless fucking demon.
These rapists, these mass killers.
He needs a serious bonk. One more for good measure.
Bonk!
This is a reflection of a deep rot that has pervaded the intellectual hub of free societies.
I've got to watch some white... I've got to have a white power after this. This is
of Israel,
maddening.
Jewish people and Western values has been propagated by a systemic alliance between the ultra-progressive left and radical Islam. It must be resolutely fought by civilized societies to safeguard their future. This is why we must all come in President Trump's decisive actions against anti-Semitism.
We must all commend.
And we must pressure other governments to do the same. And we must pressure other governments to do the same. Other governments to do the same.
We had to listen to fucking 1 minute of that faggot to get to the meat and potatoes, how they want to pressure other governments to do the same. And when he's saying that and the rabbis are behind him, it's the central banking system, the fucking foundation of Jewish supremacy, the linchpin of all of their pressure. Their pressure. Mm-hmm. Roma, yes. You know, I think since it is Sunday, we need to go ahead and fuck that Jew. And today was the cookout.
Welcome
400.
To the NASCAR Cup Series.
We're going to take a look at the highlights from the race today, okay? Christopher Bell, the Oklahoma kid, started on the pole. He's never had the pole. He's never been in the top 10. This is not a good racetrack for him. But he had a damn good finish.
Martinsville Speedway, the scene of some great dust-ups since 1947.
Drivers, start your engines!
Oh yeah, that's so awesome.
Flag. And the Cookout 400 is underway at Martinsville.
Yeah, paperclip.
Great job by Christopher Bell.
No. There's a number 20 out of front. They got the Oklahoma kid on the inside.
And all the talk about tire savings and what we need to do with our tires. Right now, you need to get everything that you can get from a track position.
One
standpoint.
Down, 400 to go.
You're going to be able to run too wide for a little bit, but you're going to have to get to that bottom lane to be able to put yourself in a position to not lose as many spots as possible. And you'll see them all start to stack up as that bottom lane starts to fill in the holes.
That car was 30th. This is a huge.
Right there, he's running 13th.
Caution is out. I see it.
Front straightaway, 17. Around goes Chris Buescher. And
man.
There's the contact from Carson Hosevar.
Not clear.
No.
Spot to be in when you're up in the front. Want those stage
Martinsville,
points, but
if you don't pit,
you're going to get
you got paint all over your car
by the guys that just sit back there and save tires. So here they all come.
They're going to be at Darlington next week. He's at 14th right here. That's my guy.
What a new group this is up front with Nemechek and Priest, Hamlin, and Jones.
Two laps to go coming to the end of this stage. So these guys up front decided that they wanted points and stayed out.
And Josh Berry did finally get going. Austin Dillon says he has lost first gear. And Ricky Stenhouse, too fast entering, had restart in the back. Here we go, three wide. How's this going to work out?
I saw him go four wide today in this little sumbitch.
Four wide. Coming around to complete the stage, Joey Logano is going to win this stage from Bowman.
All that's a stage one winner.
That's your top 10 as we go back to green.
Back to green. There's that nigger on the inside. I hate to say it, but the nigger's actually pretty good at this track, historically.
Denny Hamlin, top five in the last five races here, and you can see why, just the way he wraps that corner, got away from the field.
Well, he's just so good at everything that happens here at Martinsville. He's a great short track racer. Been a while since he's been to victory lane here. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, talked about bringing
don't
a different
worry.
Setup to the race.
We're
going to
have an outlaw update, too. It's actually the Kubota Series.
Going on for the end of the year. This race holds such an important spot.
We got a dirt track update for you. Don't you worry about that, a woman scorn.
Before you go to the last race.
Move over flag. It means there's a faster car behind you. Be alert, be aware.
Yeah, and look at that, 2,500 laps left. That just goes to show.
Briscoe slide.
Be aggressive to make sure there's no hole to maximize the passes that they can make.
Oh yeah, man, that's talking about right there, boy.
That was
you
a big
just smacked
shot.
That sumbitch.
Against Bell, trying to get down.
Don't let that nigger
almost
by you.
Had it clear off before
whoa,
that
Briscoe left. Slides up and turns Logano.
Well, here we are. Last stage of the race. And
you can see Chastain move down. Block.
Bubba Wallace to the 11, and Hedman doing as good a job as you see a huge block right behind.
All right, that's
the
race for the win right here, man, pretty much.
Here comes Bell on the outside.
Yeah, he doesn't want to drop in for second place. He wants the lead.
Trying to get in position on him. Denny runs him up the hill a little bit. That position means you need to kind of have your left front above his right front. Turn him down the hill. Take the exit away, Kevin.
Yeah, and if you can do that right, you want,
come on,
you want to
I wish Bell could have beat him, but he just didn't have enough.
Down the racetrack on the 11 car if you're the 20 on the exit. But
that ain't coming down.
You
see, he needs to pin him down. And now, if he wasn't a teammate, he could push him.
Early in the corner so that he can't pin him down on the exit.
Bubba locked it up, getting into three and almost driving into the back of him there.
I'm here to tell you that if that would not have been his teammate, these two guys are teammates. If this would have been any this car or this car or this car, he would have pinned him down, pushed him below the apron, got him wobbly, and shot by him.
Front six single file. The first side by side is Chase Briscoe.
Bring it home here.
Yeah, and Denny has just done a great job all day, putting himself in a position to keep control of this race and take this white flag as the biggest relief he's seen all day.
And keep an eye on second, third, and fourth. Not quite close enough to contend. Bell, Wallace, Elliott separated a little bit apart. Here comes Hamlin.
It's been a decade, Mike.
The short track specialist from Chesterfield, Virginia. Denny Hamlin delivers. He comes off turn four and wins the Kickout 400 for his 55th career victory.
All right. So, you guys know it is a goal of mine to have a hobby stock and a street stock. And I'm too old to drive a sprint car. My head wouldn't take it, but I'm going to drive one. My wife said, yes, I can. So by next summer, I hope to have a fucking stock car built. I mean, yeah. I fucking have a lot of coals in the fire, but I just love to stay fucking moving, stay fucking doing, always trying new things. But my passion is dirt racing, and my favorite thing to watch right now is the Kubota High Limit Racing Series. It's like the World of Outlaws. Now, they're still the World of Outlaws, but I mean, whenever Bell or Larson drive in the sprint or a wing sprint, they always run in the Kubota High Limit Racing. And this is not boring. So I like to, Sunday nights, you're going to watch. This is just the way it is. White power. Yes, racing is fucking white power. And on Sunday nights, you're going to get caught up on what's going on in NASCAR and then dirt tracking. There was awesome late model races. And of course, there's fucking races every weekend. Go to a track. There's nothing but white people for them. I mean, you might see one nigger there, but it's fucking great. And in a dirt track, man, it's different than watching NASCAR. Everyone says, just go and turn left. You can catch a run and shoot by a guy and have six car lengths on him. And in the third and three turns later, he can be blown by you. It changes so fast. It's awesome.
25 laps upcoming. It's Courtney and Peck from row one. Reitzel and Abreu in row number two. Tanner Holmes and Brad Sweet in row three. Row four, it's Dason Pursley and Brenham Crouch. Row five, Danny Sams and Spencer Baston. Row number six, Brent Marks and Robbie Price. Row seven, it's Dominic Gordon and Austin McCarl. Row eight, Ashton Torgerson and Ryan Brunell. Row number nine, Sterling Kling and Nick Parker. Feature events underway. We got them racked. Arizona.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can get this right. Just so you know, I watch a lot of this dirt tracking, okay? So here we go. You ready?
Colby Thornhill, and then out back got Chase Randall and Josh Boffman. Central Arizona Raceway.
We got them racked. We got them stacked. And we got the grandstands packed.
Let's go race it on turn four.
We are
green. Feature events underway. A big move out of Aaron Reitzel. He'll get by Justin Peck. Nearly got by Tyler Courtney off the second corner right there. Courtney has the early race lead. Reitzel dips down low in turn one, but Tyler Courtney, he's going to lead lap number one of the feature event. Reitzel runs in second. Justin Peck in third. Tanner Holmes quickly to the fourth position. Here comes Dayson Pursley. He looks to the inside of Rico Abreu and also to the inside of Holmes.
Off look
of
turn how fast two, this is.
Dayson Pursley to the top five. Pursley now working on number 21.
This guy can
Tanner
call
Holmes
a race, man.
And turns number three and four. Not going to make the pass quite yet, but pulls up next to Holmes down the front straightaway. Wow, Dayson Pursley very, very good right there off the bottom of turn number four. Battle for the lead up front. Tyler Courtney feeling the heat from Aaron Wright.
Okay, I just want to put something in perspective, okay? So these are called 409 sprints. 409 wing sprints. And this is a half-mile dirt oval. What you just saw, the NASCAR, was a half-mile paved oval. Now, it has tight turns, but the max speed that the top guys were getting into with clean air was pushing 118 into turn one. These guys are doing 155 into getting into turn one, 155 on a half-miler.
Reitzel tries to run the bottom. They're side by side almost off the corner. Very close across the line. Reitzel might look for a slider into turn number one. Not going to get there in time. Tyler Courtney around the outside maintains the top spot. It is fast.
Let's go,
and it
Polar
is
Beer.
Furious here at Central Arizona Raceway. Dayson Pursley still fighting with Tanner Holmes for the fourth position. Give that spot to Pursley off the corner. They nearly got together. Close call right there between the 13 and the 21. Brad Sweet trying to join the mix as well. He makes his way by Rico Abreu. Now working on the 21 of Holmes down the back straightaway. Brad Sweet nearly gets put in the wall in the backstretch right there. Close call right there as they almost ran out of room. Tyler Courtney closing on the back of the field. There is cars all over the racetrack right in front of your race leader.
Josh
Colby Thornhill, Sterling,
fast.
Ryan Brunell all lie ahead for your race leader. And they are running every lane you can think of.
I've seen a video today of them on Bristol, and you've never seen anything so terrifying in your life.
2025 campaign. Courtney a little bit high right there in turn four. Maintains the top spot. Closing in on Josh Boffman. Courtney goes to the middle. Reitzel gets to the cushion a little
bit.
Look
how fast they get right there. Bam, 155.
Run down the backstretch.
And then they break it up.
Justin Peck not too far away as well.
I mean,
well.
That
these
is
two
fucking
start battling.
Insane.
Boffman through the middle. Goes one lap down. Courtney now goes to the bottom. Leaves the top wide open for the 87 of Reitzel. Down the back straightaway. Reitzel about six car lengths behind. It looks like Justin Peck closing in on your top two. Courtney trying to pick his way through the traffic. Gets by another one. That's Colby Thornhill. One lap car between your first and second place machines. One car off the pace on the front stretch. It's Josh Boffman. We stay green. Reitzel's gotten by Thornhill. As Courtney now goes low in turn four. Reitzel on his back bumper off the corner. They're nose to tail working into turn one. Aaron Reitzel to the inside looking for the race lead. He's got it in turn two. Aaron Reitzel to the top spot.
That guy's from Oklahoma right there.
They nearly bang wheels into the back straightaway.
I'm pretty sure.
Slider for the race lead takes it back away from Reitzel across the line. Who's going to lead the lap? It's Tyler Courtney.
That's one and two just going at it.
Tyler Courtney with the top spot. Now Reitzel takes it back away.
He just takes off.
Here comes Peck. Peck's making a three-car battle for the race lead. Three cars under a blanket into turn three.
Good night, Mr. Norsgoid, thank you so much.
Chase Randall into the wall in turn number four. Chase Randall backs it race number five of 2025.
I love it when they start so fucking fast. Listen
Green
to that.
Lights come back on. Tyler Courtney's going to get away from Reitzel a little bit into turn one. Reitzel goes low. They swap lines. He's going to try and work to the inside, but it's not going to work for him. And Tyler Courtney has the race lead. They're side by side for third down the back straightaway. We got one car spinning on the back stretch.
Casey Kane.
Cloud of dust.
That's Casey Kane, you
and
former
that is
NASCAR
Casey
driver.
Kane. The single file restart. Until they can at least complete another lap under green flag conditions.
Oh, I would pay to go do one of those right now. I would do it.
So a single file restart upcoming.
But I know I'd wreck, but I still have a fucking blast doing it, man.
Cone onto the front stretch, which is happening right now. The drivers cannot pass before that cone. They cannot hit that cone, and they cannot go below that cone, or they will be penalized.
My old high school teammate's going to teach me how to fucking drive. Get on it, man.
Coming back to the green, we are underway once again. close call down the front stretch, and it's going to allow Deason Persey to get by Brad Sweet. Sweet and Peck almost got together at the end of the front straightaway, and Persey's now looking for third, but the yellow is going to come out.
You talking about the Texas Dirt Race? No.
Well, looks like somebody got a piece of our cone, and it made it all the way to turn one.
Chase, they didn't just get a piece of that thing. They got the whole darn...
Fifth. Reitzel will follow him. Brad Sweet to the bottom. Tries to get by Justin Peck. It doesn't work. And now Persley sees an opening on the inside. He takes fourth away. Deason Persley by Brad Sweet. Now
man,
to the outside
these guys
of Justin
are fucking,
Peck. Persley
they can
to
drive,
third
man.
Sideways. They're three wide across the line. Brad Sweet now takes third away. Tanner Holmes follows on through with him. Holmes is up to fourth. Now he's not. He hooks the cushion. Persley gets back by along with Peck. So a big mistake there from Tanner Holmes as he falls into the sixth position. Car off the pace on the front.
Oh, yeah.
Right
he owns the NHRA Blackhawk Bill.
Sterling Kling, and Kling is going to draw yellow.
Mason Flint,
caution
let's do
comes
it.
Comes out for Sterling Kling.
It looks, it sounds like a fucking investment right there. Caution.
Now the crew chief on the 34 machine. Looks like we're coming back to green this time. Bye, Tony. What do you got?
Yeah, man, these guys in the front are just controlling the whole thing.
They've got a new right front ready to put on it. But, Chase, as you called out, we're making our way down the backstretch ready to go green this time. But if a yellow does come back out on the first lap after the restart, Sterling Kling could get pushed back out onto the racetrack.
He certainly could as we come back
to
green.
Look at that guy straight up to the top. I like it.
Closing in on the halfway mark of this one as Tyler Courtney tries to hang on for the final 13 or so laps of this main event. Brad Sweet going to try and work to the bottom. Here comes Peck.
What's
back to the
pile
outside
of shoes?
Of Deason Persley. Great battle right here just inside the top five positions. Justin Peck gets slid by Brad Sweet. Looks to the inside down the front straightaway trying to take the third spot away. Justin Peck points the car to the bottom. Slides
Brad
up
Sweet
Brad
is
Sweet.
A, Brad Sweet can drive
at
49 is a bad mofo.
Brad Sweet gets back by him. Brad Sweet back into third. Behind them, a great tussle going on for Tanner Holmes.
A great tussle.
Nico Abreu. Brent Marks in the mix as well. Marks will get by Abreu down the front straightaway. Move Brent Marks up into the sixth position. As
hey, there's
Persley
one of you guys in the tank crew has
forth.
A fucking sick
Tanner Holmes
setup. I'm going to have to look for it. Let me find it.
What is the fifth position across the line? Aaron Reitzel and Tyler Courtney have broken away from the rest of the field. And Reitzel appears to be roping in the 7BC off the corner. They are separated by six car lengths into turn one. They will most certainly get to traffic by the end of this thing. There's going to be seven laps to go this time by. They're going to be in traffic for at least three or four laps. And Reitzel is close enough to make something happen. Rolling back into turn one. They both elect to use the cushion. Along with Brad Sweet and Justin Peck, mostly everybody on the top right now. Couple of lap cars up there as well. That will impede the progress of Sunshine. They're almost three wide up in front of him. Next time by, five laps to go. Reitzel trying to dig down deep and...
No, they once they get going, they don't shift.
Find a little something extra here to track him down and win his second race in a row. They're side by side in front of your race leader. Tyler Courtney now to the outside of Danny Sams. We'll put him one lap down.
They just two-footed around the whole fucking track.
The ground down the back stretch. Now Courtney goes low. That might be the opening for Aaron Reitzel. Courtney through the slick off the
corner.
Look at that. New race leader, it's Aaron Reitzel. Reitzel takes the lead off of turn four. Tyler Courtney spun the tires in the slick off of turn four, and it cost him big time. Now got to get back up.
I like, hey, Dan,
do
you ever watch that flat tracking?
Reitzel still has a lot of traffic to deal with now. Off of turn number four and down the front straightaway. Robbie Price, the 19 of Colby Thornhill, the 88 of Austin McCarl, all up in front of him. Brad Sweet and Justin Peck, they get close back behind him. Slider for that third spot, give it to Peck down the backstretch. Two laps to go this time by for Aaron Reitzel. A little bit of rubber right through the middle right now. Reitzel trying to win back to back. He's a lap and a half away from making it happen. Right behind Robbie Price, white flag one to go. It's Reitzel, Courtney, Peck, Sweet, and Holmes. Back straightaway for the final time. And Aaron Reitzel off of turn number four, two in a row, does it tonight at Central Arizona Raceway. Tyler Courtney second, Justin Peck third, fourth goes to Brad Sweet, and fifth goes to Tanner Holmes.
That was awesome. Yeah, what's flat tracking? This is flat tracking right here. But I love that stuff. Did you see how fast they can just make a run and then boom, shooting? I mean, and you'll see sometimes they use so much of the, well, we were watching the Chili Bowl, and Kyle Larson was literally getting his midget up on the wall. One of you guys, let me see. This right here is one of the, let me see, Bucka username. That's who his username is. One of the tank crew, this is their iRacing setup. That's some serious shit, man. Now, my wife would kill me if I got that, but man, it looks cool. This is what flat tracking looks like.
Watch the Christmas tree.
This shit's fucking cool. You want to?
It is go time.
It's not a smooth ride.
Inside, trying to lead him, but it's Robinson grabbing the whole shot on the Harley Davidson.
Robinson does grab that whole shot. The Davis Fisher 67 does grab a good shot. Start. He's able to move around
look
the outside.
Look at this shit.
Robinson right there on the first lap.
Look at how they're wobbling around
there.
And
he's
shit.
He's trying the high line now. Robinson goes to the high line. Ott is
look
there
at him wobbling, man.
The G&G Yamaha.
It's like they're hanging on for fucking dear life. And I wouldn't want to be out there with a flag, man.
Going around the outside of Dallas Daniels on the 32. Three wide off
oh, that's yours, Nash? That's fucking awesome.
Here comes Dallas Daniels. He's at the very bottom of the racetrack. He's been committed to it all night long. He has been committed.
Anyway,
to it. It's going to pay off here.
That's flat tracking, and that looks scary as shit. But, yeah, that was cool. Oh, look at that. Late model. That one right, it looks like that one's not even on the ground, like just the right rear. Dirt tracking is where it's at. It's the funnest stuff, you know. It's great to take a break from all this the bullshit when you're going through news, current events. That's why I like to start off with activism. And because that was a great break because we were watching those Jews talk about how they're so happy that we're punishing anti-Semites. Sons of bitches. It makes me want to just play a Volksview Media video. Let's go.
Let them hate us. As long as they fear us.
I'd like to teach you my secret technique.
Volksview Media, bitch.
This is so bass, man. Volksview is bass as fuck.
That's good. Seems that you've improved yourself.
What? Fuck you, nigga! Jack this fuck, nigga! Like this. so good. All right, man. I got another clip. Another one. We're going to roll some stuff here. This is new. It's short from, it's pretty cool. You know, we love our guy HB at Meme Waffen. He is a busy man putting out content. This is a good message. Let's see. Tell them everything is the message of this clip.
Why are you bitching about getting phone calls from, like, salesmen? Like, why? Like, are you so mad about everything in life that the salesman made it worse? Why not just, like, tell the salesman everything? I mean, they're trapped. They got you on the line, but they're not allowed to hang up. They have to listen to all the shit about your wife, your fucking kids, your boss, whatever. But you can be one of these fucking suckers paying, like, someone $100 an hour so that you can fucking unload? Do it free. Get your number online.
That's hilarious. So when these people, when these guys fucking, if you get a telemarketer or someone, a salesman call you, just say, just fucking unload on them. These Jews, man. These fucking Jews have just got me. You might get swat. I don't know. But you know what happened? This motherfucker cut me off the other day and just fucking still just. You ever have a day when you're driving and everybody just fucking doesn't use their blinker? Just unload on them. Nash went 205 on a Ducati. Look, Van Deezy likes to go fast. I had a wheel skip at like 130, and that was enough for me. Never been that fast again. I would do it in a car, but I was on a bike. All right, so I think we have an unhinged liberal woman. Another one. Let's see what we got here.
Story time on how politics ruined my last relationship. So let me set the scene.
Oh my gosh. I can't even hear what you're saying. Story time on how politics ruined your last relationship. How about it was your fucking motor mouth? I just heard 2 seconds of the clip. I'm already tired of this bitch.
Bruh.
Hey, I'm calling it like I see it, man.
Story time on how politics ruined my last relationship. So let me set the scene for you. I was dating this guy. We've been dating for 5 months. And in those 5 months, I was told by my friends, Zoe, he lives in Indiana. He's a fucking Republican. I was like, politics don't matter to me.
Oh, my God.
What was that wrong? And so I was like, it's fine. I don't care. I'm going to get to know him first. We'll decide later. So then.
It's fine. Oh, my gosh.
We kind of start talking about it. I'm a very liberal woman, so I am
you
obviously,
don't say.
Like, very much everyone.
Let's see her closet. Look at all these dirty or just fucking unpacked. Look at it. You're a liberal woman? Who would have thought by all that shit that needs to be put the fuck away?
Knows that I'm a liberal woman. My brother's gay. All my friends are gay. Also, like, abortion rights. Female rights. But anyways.
Oh, gosh. I want a JDAM to come right through her fucking ceiling. Ground zero.
So I would, like, always ask him. I'd be like, what? Like, what's your...
Okay, so here it is. All of you, if you're a younger man, you know what? It doesn't matter. If you're under the age of 50, because there are women over the age of 30 that talk like this, and they're like, you know, and they like and like and like. I start getting a mental light counter in my head, and every time I hear it, it's like someone just fucking oof, on the furnace, and the heat and the flame just fucking gets higher and brighter, and the coals get hotter. I cannot stand people when they, and like, and she was like, and then they're like, I can't, I'm so glad I never had it. My stepdaughter raised when I got married. She was a senior in high school and graduate. Like.
Politics. Like, what do you...
I'd like to slap you in the face. How you like that? Like.
Who do you... Where do you lean? And he was just like, well, like, socially, I'm a liberal, but economically, I'm a Republican. Fuck that. Okay. Also, he was a 28-year-old man. That's the first red flag, because if there's a 28-year-old man and he's single, there's a fucking reason that he's single. But anyways.
Bruh.
So then I'm like, well, like, what makes you, you know, economically Republican? Because
you didn't think I was really going to let that one go, did you? You didn't think I was going to let that one just slip on by. Let's hear what she said.
I'm a liberal, but economically I'm a Republican. Fuck that. Okay. Also, he was a 28-year-old man. That's the first red flag, because if there's a 28-year-old man and he's single, there's a fucking reason that he's single.
Oh, man. She hates men. And I can't hear any more of that bitch. That, you know what? I would be single if everywhere I looked, I saw women like that. Yeah, I said it. Put it on record. What a fucking... With women like that in the world, I bet she fucks niggers, for one. But I bet this woman does not fuck niggers.
The mayor of London is Muslim. The mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds is Muslim. The mayor of Blackburn is Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield is Muslim. The mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. The mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. The mayor of Rochdale is a Muslim. All of this was achieved by only 4 million Muslims out of the 66 million people in England. Today, in England, there are over 3,000 mosques. There are over 130 Sharia courts in England. And there are more than 50 Sharia councils.
Now, that is one thing, like, look, Sharia courts, Sharia this, Sharia that. You do not have... Okay, they're invaders. They don't have the right to be here, there, any white country. They should be fucking gone. They need to just get a serious fucking
bonk
right on the fucking head. That, I mean, like
bonk, 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 bonk.
All those motherfuckers.
Bonk, 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 bonk.
Bonks. But then to come into a country and practice your fucking heritage or your culture, and we can't even fucking say it's okay to be white, it's a travesty. What a
Councils. 78% of Muslim women do not work and receive state support and free accommodation. 63% of Muslims do not work and receive state support and free housing.
So you're running out of taxpayers. That's why they push for a one world government. They want when you import people who do not pay. I mean, I don't know what their major plan is. A universal universal income and suck everybody dry. Like right now, they have you, even everyone signing up to get paid early don't worry about it. Don't have the money now. Bank with this. Get this app and you can get this from, you know, I just get it from my savings account if it's that much of an emergency. But most importantly, I'm just going to go without. I'll just go without. If it's an emergency, that's one thing. But they're like, oh, you want to have that pizza? You can forepay that fucking fat-ass pizza. They want you to literally just live your life without anything to push aside, where everything that you literally get paid goes right back out. And your groceries, everything's allocated for it. You don't have anywhere to flex, Jews.
State-supported Muslim families have an average of 6 to 8 children who all receive free accommodation.
The fucking cereal-breeding shitskins.
Every school in the UK is required to teach about Islam.
This would be a great voice to clone for AI.
The number one most common baby name in England is Muhammad. This is not immigration. This is invasion.
Very base. All right. It is midnight. It is midnight. Midnight. Tanklin Live. We have a treat for you. It is crazy. I don't even know if we can make it through it. Is it going to be this good? I don't know if we can make it through it. Well, actually, I heard there's a laugh challenge here. Let me see. We're supposed to not be able to laugh at this guy here. Okay, scratch the treat.
I was nine. I got.
Okay, so we got a gook here. And we're.
I was nine. I got molested by a guy with Down syndrome.
Holy shit. Okay, so I've heard of a guy who molested, who raped a guy with Down syndrome before. That was on an actual FTJ media stream. And it's tomorrow on the Ben Tanklin Show. But this gook got molested by a tard. You've got to be one weak gook. You don't know any karate gook? I mean, what are you, 4'1"? Come on. This chink doesn't know one fucking karate chop to fend off a retard who molested him?
I was nine. I got more.
Even at nine, a retard should not be able, unless, well, Lenny was a fucking strong-ass retard.
Molested by a guy with Down syndrome.
Don't laugh, Brandon.
I'm not laughing.
Why'd you laugh?
Oh, this is a joke? Man, I haven't seen this. I'm sitting here trying to not laugh.
It's just...
That's fucking rude.
It's such a curveball.
So I'm going to say it again, and if you smile, I'm going to leave. Don't cover your mouth, though, either.
Hey!
You can't cover your mouth.
God.
Because the thing is...
Ephemeral, I actually had a fucking guy with tarred strength. Man, he could hump some fucking ammo.
That I, you know, I'm telling you something that's like... I'm vulnerable about
know,
it, and
man.
I'm expressing
I'm trying to
a truth
cool.
to you.
One of my favorite dude. Soldiers.
You got to get serious.
And if you cover your mouth, I just feel like you're laughing.
Nope, let's do it.
You ready?
Do it.
All right. So when I was nine, I was brutally molested by... Okay.
You can't say brutally.
Why?
Because that's a curveball.
So when I was 9 years old, every day for a summer...
You can't throw shit in there.
Why?
Because you fucking... I can't...
Man, I feel like he trolled the shit out of me. I thought he really fucking... Man, okay. So, you want to see what life in Oklahoma's like? Check it out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. There's people. There's people.
All right, this is tough to watch. This is right after a tornado rolls through.
Get in! Get in the car!
Please.
Get in the car!
Please, God, help!
Open the door! Get
Hurry.
In! Come on, guys!
Tornado!
Get in! Get in the other side! Other side! Other side! Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Please get us!
Uh-oh. Let me see. Everything's good on my end. Let me check my restream. Stream looks good on this side. Everything looks good.
I need your phone. I gotta call my mom.
Right here. Get in.
Get in. Look at me. I gotta look where you're bleeding, okay? Look at me.
We gotta get to the hospital, buddy. Do you know where the nearest hospital
yes.
is? Hey, let me get that dog.
Where's the dog?
Come on, Bill. Hey, come here, buddy.
Billy, come on.
Billy!
Okay. Go, guys, go!
I got... I'm a storm chaser here. I've got...
Okay, man.
You gotta get
that. I need a towel.
I've got injured people in my
Don't
car.
Don't get in the mud.
I'll try not
Don't
to.
Don't get in the mud, you'll get sick.
Yeah.
Hey, Wes, I love you.
Just to make this very
okay,
quick.
We're okay.
I've got injured people in my car right now.
Okay, where?
There's a tornado here.
Where
are we at, guys?
Hodges, Texas.
Man, that was fucking crazy. Let's run it back. Let me see. The stream went out on GTV, and if it doesn't come back up, that's going to suck. Wowzers. Man, it is literally not working. It's not even working on Rumble. Holy crap. Yeah, it's not rebooting. Well, it looks like we're going to have a... I'm going to go ahead and finish this up then because I'm not... I don't stream anywhere else, really. So I'm not on X tonight, of course. And it says Gulag is up. It says GTV is just sending data. Entropy's still working. It says GTV is sending data. Well, so anyone can see this replay. I'm going to go ahead and you know, wrap it up. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'm sorry about this. Everything's pushing from here. And it says that it's streaming on Goyim TV. And then it cuts right back out. It says it's not receiving the data. So I'm having a crazy time. So anyway, I really apologize, and it's something like I look where it says sending data, and it's just not. It just said streaming for a second, and then cut back out. So everything's pushing fine from Restream. I don't like being technical or anything like that. I'm going to refresh everything and try to fire it back up. But it looks good on my end, folks. Everything's pushing fine. I love you guys. White power. Thank you to all you guys who supported the streams. you guys have been huge, generous. I appreciate you. We got Bill Reich. Holy crap, with the whole Nigger Tower, Mr. Norsegoy as well, Yagez, Engage the Rage, Bill Reich, Mike Baxter, Bill Reich, Mr. Norsegoy, Nash, Lionheart, Nash, and Boost Go Crusader. You guys are really, really beyond above generous. Thank you to the guys who watched on Rumble. And I'm sorry that there was a rehab, and still says Entropy's working, but it's just sending data everywhere else. Maybe someone's messed up. Someone's mad, but I'm still, my name is Ben Tanklin. I named the Jew, and you should too. White power. Get out there and get active. And for the replays, let's go ahead and end with this really cool, clip. I think it's 11 minutes of Jewish kvetching, maybe. Or no, 11 minutes of white kids, of white people. I got to find it now. Here I am. What a turd here. I'll find it. Not the Canary Mission shit. Man, I just had it ready to go. Red to go. It'll be a good way to, since the stream is on. Well, fuck, I could save that. Might as well just save it then. And we'll, oh, here it is.
What's the most attractive race?
Italian. I'd say anything European.
Friendly reminder, the first Australians were white people from England. Because before we came, Australia did not exist.
Proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over the capital of Texas. I stand against Islam and the false prophet Muhammad. Islam will never dominate the United States, and by the grace of God, it will not dominate Texas. I like it.